What's the craziest habit you've added while cooped up during COVID?
I don't think I've added any habits. I mean, obviously COVID impacted everybody in many different ways. I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't think I had it. Did you?
I don't think so. So I've been trying to think this one over, and I really can't think of anything. Like, I'm super envious of the folks who took advantage of this time during COVID to, learn a new hobby and do something different. Like, a friend of mine, she makes macaroons now, which are super hard to make. But every couple of weeks, she'll spend, 6 hours on a Saturday just making dozens and dozens and dozens of different macaroons. And she did that this past Saturday. I was like, that's so cool. Like, I haven't done anything like that.
Right.
But someone else, folks, to name just the weird habits they've added to the routine in the past year. And one of my favorites is this woman stopped eating the cream in the middle of Oreo cookies. Instead, she now smashes them into this softball sized hunk of cream that she's hoarding for later. For what? I don't know.
You gotta be kidding me. First and foremost, everybody knows the proper way to eat an Oreo is you twist it apart, you eat the cream filling first, and then you eat the cookies. Everybody
with
knows.
Milk.
I learned that in kindergarten. And I know.
It's like 101.
Yeah.
Oreo 101. This is the way to do it.
Exactly.
I want to know what she's doing, though, with this giant hug of cream. Is she going to, use it for creamer in her coffee or put it on ice cream or make a giant Oreo? I don't know. I don't know. What do you do with a giant thing of cream?
Yeah, by the way, ma'am, that cream filling does not have a shelf life.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Here's one. This woman read that if you feed crows, apparently, they'll bring you gifts like bottle caps. And now this lady has been every day she feeds the crows and apparently hopes that they bring her some garbage back.
Maybe they'll find a diamond ring.
Yeah, more like cubic zirconium.
A rupee on the side of the road.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So I like this one, too. This family had a decorative plastic duck sitting around. So they've been placing it on the floor all over their house. And then they just pretend like it got there on its own. Like, oh, Henry, you're hanging out in the living room today. I hope you're enjoying that sunlight. Oh, Henry, I hope you're liking the bathtub today.
Hey. Okay, now look, now that one's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, that one's funny.
So Henry just shows up at random places in the house, and they just act like, well, we didn't move him. He just showed up there by himself.
Henry doing duck things.
Going to wear the... Cool, okay. Now, see, that one I kind of did. Here's one. This is really weird. Now, they didn't say whether this is a guy or a woman. It just says one person actually admitted that they watch TV shows and then argue about the plot with, get this, their imaginary friend.
Oh.
Can you sit there and binge watch Game of Thrones or something like that and turn to Fred next to you on the couch who doesn't really, he just exists in your mind and I just think that was a horrible choice for that character. I mean, is that what you do?
No.
Right? I mean,
I guess, but why would you admit it though?
That's an excellent point. Okay, if you discuss TV plots with your imaginary friend, I mean, who admits that? Am I right, Fred?